Blog Talk Radio.
You know we stay jerking over here on our end. Bum 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 bum. 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 Keep bum 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 bum. Bum 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 bum. Bum 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 bum. Yeah. Bum 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 bum.
I'm from the city of the killers, jackers and dope dealers. Mind be on the profit, just me and my niggas. Southside rider, price got higher. It's just supply and demand, we got buyers. I be on my other shit. Stack it just to flip it with my gutter chick. Pocket change, foolish how we doing it. Living how we wanna, yeah, now who the bitch? Jerk King, bitch, it's my way. Straight shot, keep cool or blow a bull, find ya. Lifestyle, like dude, you know I can't hide ya. I just wanna get fly and keep it in style. Like.
Keep it jerking, they can't jerk like me. Keep it jerking, they can't jerk like me.
Keep it jerking,
they can't jerk like me. Keep it jerking, they can't jerk like me. Keep it jerking, they can't jerk like me. Keep it jerking. They can't jerk like me.
Keep it jerking.
Keep it jerking. They can't jerk like me. Keep it jerking. Keep it jerking. They can't jerk like me.
I'm from the struggle with the muscle, house of eyes with the hustle. Take a dream and watch it double. Hook work like Bonnie Rubble. Original from the gold, like that uncut flow. From years of endo, outdo and hydro. I'm zoning right now, and I ain't fucking coming down. Holla at my plug, just to bust a couple pounds. Shit, let's put it in the air. Fuck the neighbors, we don't care. In the all black with the white shirt, I took it back on them. Stack after stack, Mr. Racked up on them. I be sliding through the hood, head high, I'm feeling good. Money in the pocket like a 350 rocket. Tail end, stay rocking, got the product they be shopping.
Keep it jerking, they can't jerk like me. Keep it jerking, they can't jerk like me.
Keep it jerking.
And they can't jerk like me. Keep it jerking, they can't jerk like me. Keep it jerking, they can't jerk like me. Keep it jerking, they can't jerk like me.
Keep it
jerking, they can't jerk like me. Keep it jerking, they can't jerk like me.
Keep it jerking.
Keep it jerking, they can't jerk like me. Keep it jerking, they can't jerk like me.
Keep it jerking,
they can't jerk like me. Keep it jerking, they can't jerk like me.
Welcome all you jerkaholics out there, man. Y'all already know this is Chop Only Radio, man. I am the Mr. King 1033 Sassy. That's me, you did. Big shouts out, man, to everybody, man, that's hitting them replays and checking out the show, pulling up, man, on the phone lines doing live shows or hitting that link and tuning in with us doing live shows as well, man. Hey, we appreciate y'all. We salute y'all, man. We got another jerking session tonight, man. Bushy, Mr. O'Cliff will be live on air, man. He's supposed to be pulling up, coming to get it in, man. We've been jamming the music, man. Y'all seen the promo out there. Y'all been hearing the music in rotation for a minute now, man. Getting y'all familiar with it. The man himself, true OG, straight out of Oak Cliff, Texas, man. Bushy, Mr. O'Cliff, will be here live on air tonight, man. So make sure, hey, if you're online and you want to pull up on the phone line, all you got to do is dial 319-527-6057. 319-527-6057 while we on live recording show. You can be tuned in just listening to the show, or you can come on to speak. If you want to speak, holler at me, plug in with me, man, let me know your last four digits, and we'll get you on the show, you dig? So you can speak to any of the guests, or you can chime in when we have topic chop, you dig? So, man, I got to keep a word, man, the first two songs is up, let's go ahead and get them.
give my all at any cost. My heart was broke, thrown in the dirt. I didn't know how I'd make it through the hurt. But then someone came into my life, pouring out his love, showed me the light. He wiped my tears, holding me up high, showing me what love is really like. I'm falling in love again, scared of the hurt that I may regain. It was all unexpected, this was not my plan, but I have to admit I'm falling in love again. I don't even know where to begin, how to find all the pieces. In his hands, but the love again after the last time, after the losses I went through, all that was taken from my life. This is all tearing me to death. I don't even know if I can give this man my best, but all he asks is for me to love him and to leave him with the rest.
Don't give a fuck about a nigga in his feelings, stay 10 toes down. boy, you feel me? Can't let you bring me down when I come from the top. Grind to the casket, ain't letting up stop. Mama was a cream and daddy was a crop. Never been ahead of all folks with the op. Hating on me, a heavy ass in the mess. I'm the chosen one, just thought I confess. You ain't getting money, you just a finesse. No toes stepped on, this just a little test. Keep on living, granny said it best. Shit, bro said, put his ass to rest. Stay in my lane so you won't regret. Just say, let loose in your motherfucking chest. Say, get money, ain't worried about the list.
One thing for sure.
Shouts out Kia Soul, TF500, big shouts out to Shonda, man. And like I said, man, what you got a platform, it don't matter if you got a podcast, it don't matter if you got, you know what I mean, you on your YouTube, you on an online internet radio show, or if you're on an FM show, man, it don't matter. Y'all breaking people music, man, that one, you know, one time spin, it is what it is, you dig, but you got to really, you know what I mean, throw it out there, man. You got to really throw it out there. And like we say, man, $10 donation to get you into the playlist, but it's unlimited really times how many times your song will be played. You dig? So your song can be played hella times in the playlist. Or when we breaking it, we going to damn sure make sure the people hear and breaking it. And then after that, you still subject to be in the playlist. That's what a lot of people don't understand. Just because you got to, you know, pay that $10 donation, that don't mean necessarily that you just going to get one spin and that's it. You're going to get more than one spin. You're going to be inside the playlist. You know what I'm talking about? So, y'all handle up, man. Contact us, choponeradio@gmail.com. You dig? If you already been working and doing things with me, hey, we're going to make it happen. So, big shout out to, again, to Kia Soul and TF500, man. Y'all know y'all gonna hear that. We're gonna beat it in your ears. Tonight, man, we got Bushy Mr. O'Cliff live in the building, man. We're gonna give him some time to pull up, man. We got people starting to fall into the show now. Y'all know how people be running late. Big shout out to all y'all, man, that just coming in and the ones that's yet to come as well. We're gonna get it in, man. So let's sauce y'all up. Get y'all in the mood, man. As soon as we get Bushy Mr. O'Cliff on the line, we're going to get this session going, man. Let's go ahead and get it. This is called Get Out the Way. And y'all already know who this is.
I'm chilling. Life good. I'm hunting. K. No ops. No friends. I'm A-O-K. No need, don't want, I'm getting paid. You ain't talking money, get out the way. Go now, I can't. done made it to the trees, bitch, I'm getting low now. Bank account not in the D's, I need some more like right now. Talking all I wanna see, being Frank's in my lap. Goddamn, not sorry, that's how I am. Antisocial I am, I'm by myself if I can. Ain't trust a motherfucking soul, if you do then you damn. That's why I stay out to my lonely, bitch, I'm happy I am. Who that? They say how he do that. Bitch, I only move in silence, but I thought you knew that. Bitch, I celebrate gravity, it's just me and my bag. I'm still swagging when I do it, Coco Red in my hat. I'm just like good, I'm honey. K, K, no ops, no friends, I'm A-O-K, K, no need, don't want, I'm getting paid, you ain't talking money, get out the way, I'm just like good, I'm honey, K, K, no ops, no friends, I'm A-O-K, K, no need, don't want, I'm getting paid, you ain't talking money, get out the way, tryna smoke a pound, and a thou, bitch, I'm on that. Still chasing the M's, tanks is still, bitch, I want that. Nothing is enough, in the rough, bitch, I'm greed. No, bitch, I can't cuff, I'm in love, plus you need. Move, catch me in the D, in the O.
That's just money.
Understand that I can't be no hoe.
That shit ain't fun.
I'm just saying, I know what I know.
You can't get over.
Just take note if you try, then it's dope. I'm chillin', life good, I'm honey. K, K, no ops, no friends, I'm A-O-K, K, no need, don't want, I'm getting paid, you ain't talking money, get out the way, I'm chillin', life good, I'm honey, K, K, no ops, no friends, I'm A-O-K, K, no need, don't want, I'm getting paid, you ain't talking money, get out the way.
What's happening? It's your girl, Sasha Blanco, all the way from St. Pistol Pete, Florida. Chop on it, radio. Let's get it.
Boy, let's make a baby, let's put them under. I do what you want, don't wanna make you feel deprived. I'm 5 minutes away, my Uber just arrived. I'm gon' get on top because you know I like to ride. Taking out the time, tonight we catch the vibe. I do what you want, don't wanna make you feel deprived. I'm 5 minutes away, my Uber just arrived. I'm gon' get on top because you know I like to ride.
Man, y'all know I'ma sauce y'all up, man, while we waiting on Bushy, Mr. O'Clip, true OG, man, to get on the line, man. Let's check in with a few people. Let's go last 4 digits, 9307. Digits, 9307. Welcome to the show. Who we got?
You know what it is, boy. This is the Phenomenal Jet, man. And I got an announcement to make for y'all, man. So stay tuned for that.
Man, hold on, man. Open that door real quick, fam. Hold on, open that door. Nah, it ain't snowing out there. Shit, it ain't raining out there neither. Hold on, this is the Phenomenal Jet. Oh, shit, man. Hey, man, I'm going to tell y'all right now, man, we're going to say a little, let's give a little moment size of prayer on what's going on right now. Phenomenal Jet then came to the show. Man, Phenomenal Jet, man, we thought you'd been 6 months. What's going on with you?
Man, you know, life been going on, man. Up and down.
Yeah, you know, I had to mess with you, man. How life been going, though, Femo? What's good? Talk to me, man. What's good?
Oh, man, everything good, man. You know, just in a relationship, you know. My girl, you know, I love her. This girl
shit.
Right here, ooh.
Oh, okay. It's a good thing then. Okay, salute. Salute. I was about to say, oh, man. But you seem happy. I can hear it in your voice. That's a good thing, man.
I love this girl, man. I love this girl. She my world, man. She my world.
That's what's up, man. That's what's up. Well, hey, congratulations. Man, make it count. You did. Put your all into it, man. Stay a 100K. You know what I'm talking about? Stay a 100K, man. You know, to the next, you know what I mean? Do that, man, and do it for real. You dig? And you're going to be blessed.
Right, but you ready for this, though?
You been writing, man? You been doing any writing, anything like that?
I had to lay off the pen for a minute because, you know, my manager now, I got me a manager that raps, and, you know, he up under, you know, I'm up under him, and he told me to put the pen down for a minute to go straight forward. Go straight freestyle. And I just found out that I might be able to do a show in March. And I don't know where at, but I'll give out the full details, but that's my big announcement. You know, I'm finna do a show now.
Uh-oh.
I'm talking about, man.
Making the move.
None the work.
Yeah. That's what it's about, man. That's what it's about, making the moves, man. Steady creating, keep creating, you know what I mean? Keep inspiring, keep motivating, man, and just keep pushing. You know what I mean? We all hit them times, man, where life hit us and we got to do what we got to do. Might have to fall back or whatever it is. But you know what I mean? You pick yourself up, man, dust yourself off, and go harder. You know what I'm talking about? Go harder, man, because what I've learned, man, this personally, I ain't speaking personally. What I learned, when you do push, even though it might seem like, you know, ain't nobody paying attention or ain't too many people rocking with you, that's what it may seem like. It's always some people, man, that's watching every single thing you do, listening to everything you do, man, paying attention to every single thing you do. And some of them pieces, some of them people hold the keys to our next levels or hold the keys to open new doors. Whatever that door might open up for you. But I learned that, man. And when you push and folks see you pushing and they see you going hard for what you believe in or hard for what you after, people can kind of trust you a little bit more in what you're doing. Not like trust you like your word, but they can say, okay, yeah, that person really serious. He really want to be a golfer. He want to be a professional golfer. Every time I see him, man, he's out there practicing on his swing. He's out there, or she's out there practicing on her putting. Man, she's running. She's doing this. She's got different gloves. She got this and that. You know what I mean? When people see that, then that's when it comes reality for them. So, man, hey,
keep pushing, man. Keep pushing. If he's telling you to do that, he sees something in you that could be effective for you, man, I would run with it, you know what I mean? Because good feedback, positive feedback, when you got somebody close to you like that, that can see things just a little bit different, then, you know what I mean? It might be effective. It might just be that piece of information that, boom, just needed to hit you.
True that, true that. And I will say this, in my relationship, she is the missing piece to my puzzle. I will say that.
Well, you earning them cookies. You earning them brownie points tonight, ain't you?
It ain't even about that. I got to give her props because I still don't do it sometimes. I still don't give her props. I know I need to learn how to, but sometimes do it. I mean, you know, that's the stubbornness in me, you know what I'm saying, for not doing that. But I always give her props, you know what? It ain't nothing to her but to do it, you know. She keeps
it.
Keep a smile up.
You said she keep a smile on your face?
Yes, every day.
Okay.
Every day.
That's what's up, man. Man, congratulations, man. I'm excited for you, man. I know for a minute there, you know, you was getting kind of kooky, kind of crazy out there. But, hey, you came back, man. You found somebody, man. Like you said, the missing piece to your puzzle. That's what's up, man. I'm going to tell you the truth. I think I done lost so many pieces. I don't even know if I can even consider my shit a puzzle no more. I just think I got like a thought. You know what I mean? I don't even think I got a puzzle. You feel me? Like whoever create the puzzle, they get that thought and like, okay, this is what this puzzle going to be. But it just, the pieces is like, damn, man, half the pieces, where are they? You know, I think that's where I'm at, man. So salute to you for finding your missing piece to the puzzle.
And I see stuff on the radio is still cracking, man. That's all I wanted to find out, man. I wanted to find out if the family's still going and everything. We still cracking.
Oh,
that's
yeah,
what
man.
I love, man. Still
yeah,
cracking.
Man.
And
we
that's
keep
what
pushing.
I love about you, Femo, man. 100K, no blow up, man. You always go be my brother, man. You know what I'm saying? Because you stay
easy, straight up.
Keep shit going. Keep shit going.
Oh, yeah.
And that's what I like,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, man. It ain't going to stop until, hey, I go home to my heavenly home. When I go home that way, then that's what it's all going to stop. Till then, we're going to push the issue, you hear me? We're going to push the issue, man. And we got Mr. Oak Cliff, man. We just waiting on Bushy Mr. Oak Cliff, man, to pull up so we can get it in too, man. And I know some people had got at me, you know what I mean? It was like, man, they went and looked him up on the YouTube, man, and found some of his music and things like that, man. And it was a song that got requested. And I'm getting ready to get off into it because I got him on the line real quick. And let's make sure we get the right one on her that they requested. Something going on. All right. Yeah, I'm going to contact him and see if we still got him. What's up, man? But what's good, though, yes, Femo, man? Like I said, and I'm interested to hear you, too, Femo, while we getting this queued up. I'm interested to hear, man, some of your new work because, like you said, things in your life is reflected in the type of work and type of product that you put out in y'all lane. So, man, you getting ready to produce. If you do, you getting ready to produce some of your best work.
I got to. And how you like voices? I heard last time I tried to present something, my phone kind of messed up, and I don't know what happened. But I don't know if you got voices or not. But if you did, how'd you like it?
Yeah, man, I checked it out. We rocking with it. We rocking with it, man. I like it. I like it's different, but you could tell where you trying to attack at. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, right. True that.
Yeah, and we definitely going to get off of that too, man, because with that, just remember, you got to remember what you left us with. And then, boom, you left us with that, and then, boom, hit us with that. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah. So for you, you know, I think the first one, man, that you had hit us with, what was it? I don't want to get the name wrong, but we got it. I'm back. Was it I'm back?
Something like that.
Okay, for yourself, man, what would you see the difference in from yourself to the voice?
you just listen to the voices and what's going on in the world. You know what I'm saying? Voices is really me listening to myself and to the world, you know, what's going on. You know, that's why I said it the way I said it. I hear voices just like a psychopath. You know, you think of mine like a person on the polygraph type of thing. You know what I'm saying? So I said that because everybody hears voices, whether they want to admit that or not. Everybody hears voices, and that's real 100K, no blow up. Everybody hears voices.
Mm-hmm.
They want to admit that.
Right.
Everybody hears that. Everybody hears voices. Like you, like just like a psychopath. Like I said, just like a psychopath. A psychopath, you known for hearing voices. But you ain't even got it. But the thing is, you don't have to be a psychopath just to hear voices. You can just hear voices.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And you know what, man? If you're a believer, and depending on what your faith is and what you believe, I know you agree with him because it's been proven, you know what I mean, for people hearing the voice, that voice in moments and times, different times in their life, and when they pray and meditate too. So if you know, a believer and you believe in the faith, then you know what he's saying on that end as well. Go ahead, Femo, man. Just, you know, for all my
all
church people out there, I had to include them, make them feel welcome. Y'all welcome too. It's a wig out on. Go ahead, Femo. Yeah.
No, you got to. They hear voices too.
Right.
It goes that's for everybody. Even if you don't like, you know, hip hop and R&B or rap type thing, but you can listen to that song and be like, you know what? He makes sense because everybody do hear voices. Mm. You feel me?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's real. And I agree with you, man. I agree with you. You dig? And some people, you know, talk to those voices. Some people talk to them.
Yep.
Some people sit and talk to them, have good old conversations with them. Now, you one of them people, man. However, it works out for you. It works out for you. You know what I mean? We know what they say about a lot of people like that. But let me ask you this, Stefan. I mean, the phenomenal jet, man. Let me ask you this. Do you ever come across times in your life where you do sit and self-reflect?
Yeah, most definitely. Most definitely. You got to self-reflect.
Okay.
You got to self-reflect on certain things you do. You got to. It's a part of life. You have to self-reflect. You have to.
Yeah, I agree with you, man. I agree with you on that. I agree with you. Now, when you're doing that, man, do you usually, like, you know what I'm saying, get your mind straight, sit down, make a chart, make a list? Like, what's some things that help you that might be able to help some other people, you know, get through their self-reflecting times or can assist them?
You know, just words of wisdom from other people, you know, from close family, close friends, you know, if you're in a relationship, your girlfriend, you know, those type things. But that's what I work with. And everybody else is different, but that's what I work with. But, you know, me, it's words of wisdom. That's all I need to have. Words of wisdom and words of encouragement, too.
Okay. Interesting. I can feel you on that. Straight up. So this is the song we got queued up, Femo. I had somebody request this, good friend of mine, and they had seen it on the YouTube. And make sure y'all can check out Bushy Mr. Oakliff on the YouTube, too. And they wanted me to play it. So I'm going to go ahead and play it right now, Femo. Stay right there, man. We're going to come back. Big shout out to everybody that's on the line, too. And we're going to get off in Mr. Oakliff inbox again. See what's popping, man. This right here, Mr. Oakliff, Tum Tum, Lil Flip. This is that
diamond.
Check.
I got diamonds in your face
like my partner, Lil Flip. I could make my trunk jump, wave, hop, and skip. I got diamonds in your face like my partner, Lil Flip. I could make my trunk jump, wave, hop, and skip. I got diamonds in your face like my partner, Lil Flip. I could make my trunk jump, wave, hop, and skip. I got diamonds in your face like my partner, Lil Flip. I could make my trunk wave, hop, and skip. I be swerving and coop. My brown skin is the truth. Still answer calls for my ex, cause I be fucking her too. Slide slow down the street, 93 in the suite, F'n' in for the beat. These niggas don't want Z. Netflix in the wheel, pass the blunt to my bitch. Biggie smiles in this bitch, just me and my bitch.
like I mixed the drink with the Sprite. Hit the blunt with the light and spit my life on the mic.
I got a doctor in your face like my partner Lil Flip. I could make my trunk jump way and pop and skip. I got doctors in your face like my partner Lil Flip. I could make my trunk jump way and pop and skip. I got doctors in your face like my partner Lil Flip. I could make my trunk jump way and pop and skip. I got doctors in your face like my partner Lil Flip.
Slow, my Mitsubishi by the stove. We be leaning off a pole. If she holler, let her go. Who ain't got no bitches? Who ain't got no switches? Pet cemetery tennis on my feet. I'm a G. Man, your verse is only 14 grams. I'm a key. I'm Pistol Pete. With a chopper sitting crooked in a dropper. And it's brown chinchilla. Got me looking like Chewbacca. My AC blowing cold. It's platinum, not gold. But I swear I got a 24 karat commode. I suppose most of y'all never been to Australia. Well, that's where we go. And shout out to C-No-Cuz.
That
right.
That right.
There you go, man. You requested a good friend of mine. I got you. Check it out, man. Y'all know how we do it, man. I don't know. I ain't heard nothing just yet. You dig? So if we do hear something, man, we're going to let him check in. You know what I'm talking about? But we're going to keep the show going. We're going to keep the show rocking and rolling. Cause that's what we got to do. You dig? So we're going to get in. I'm going to play a couple more songs, and I'm going to come back, man. Anybody that's on the line, I feel like, you know, pulling up, you want to talk, you want to put something out there, promo, Phenomenal Jet, Femo, we get ready to come back with you, too, because I got something I want you to check out, man. I got something you want to, this track, man, right here, I think you might like as well. I want to get your thoughts on this, Femo. Let's go.
To make you gush, make you cream, make you cum, whatever you call it.
Yeah.
I'm a Scorpio. You know we sexaholic.
Real.
Baby girl,
yeah.
Your wish is my command. And if that pay I'm good enough, I'll fuck around and be your man. Pay attention, cause you know what I'm talking about. Cause Pam stands for the pussy ass and mouth.
Yeah.
And I know the summit sounds taboo, but traditional, same old sex I can't do.
If you will, I'm ready.
To get
find somewhere to bury my bones. Don't flake on me, baby, I've been waiting too long. So when a real nigga call, better answer your phone. All the neighbors know the reason why you're screaming in the late night. 24/7 plumber coming through and laying pipe.
For real.
She say it's like a party inside of me. So deep in her ass, should've majored in gynecology.
Damn.
Once you a freak, ain't no way you can grow up out it. Scorpio love, baby, tell me what you know about
what
it.
Know about
get
it.
You to the crib, show you what it's really about.
It's really
you
about.
Know I'm blind, baby, let a nigga feel you out.
Choking all over the bed. Can't wait to lay your body down. Guarantee that I won't drown. You know what I'm about to do with you tonight.
Give you that act right.
Baby, guaranteed you wanna stay tonight. Tongue that body down just to feel right.
Baby,
sex on my mind is what I plan on doing with you. Ain't no other man alive can do the things that I do.
Changing your move, you a stranger to me, I'm a stranger to you, yeah. Pack up your anger and move, you a danger to me, I'm a danger to you. What you gotta be mean for? You dynamite and I'm C4. Don't make an exit out of detour. We need love, we don't need war. Can't handle the truth like the colonel. Never full of shit like urinals. No disco, but I love inferno. I come back as all of eternal. There's no secret, I need you, yeah. You a freak in my easel, ayy. Turning me to a freezer, yeah. Bitch, don't leave with my visa.
Acting mad for everything you ask for. Blaming me is so unfair. Don't be a bitch, don't call me asshole. When you get mad, what type of shit is that? Killing my vibe by changing your mood. Killing the lie by telling the truth.
Phenomenal Jet. Femo, man, talk to me, man. How'd you like that Young Cash, that Waterfalls, and then how'd you like that Knox Bond, Chris Brown, Unfair?
Am I on? Can y'all hear me?
Yeah. We got you, Femo.
Okay. Cool. Yeah, both of them songs is dope. And that new song by Chris Brown, I didn't even know that was out. So, yes, that song is definitely dope. The first two songs was definitely dope. I heard those. Yes, indeed. And then that last song was also dope. Definitely got to keep them in rotation.
Okay, for sure. Yeah, man, that's actually Knox Bond featuring Chris Brown. And I got to double check, man, so I can make sure I give Miss Lady her respects too, man. But I had to drop it on you, man. It's been a minute since you've been on the show, man. So, you know, I had to drop something new on you.
True that. Most definitely true that.
What's been the big news up your way, Samo? What's been the big news, man? It's been a minute since you've been on the show. Feel me?
Man, you know, I just found out today that I might be doing a show in March. So that's the biggest news right now. That's the biggest news right now. I might be performing on stage out here in Chicago. Right. I'm like, oh shit. I'm finna be on stage.
So let me ask you a question, man. How the country and stuff is, with the COVID and stuff, man. In your city, do they still got like restrictions? You know what I mean? They pretty much asking people to wear their masks, still social distancing. What they talk?
All of that. They still got restrictions. You still got to wear your mask. You got to do all of that. 6 feet apart. All of that. And now, I'm hearing that in certain spots, now I don't know if it's everywhere in Chicago, but I'm hearing in certain spots that if you're not vaccinated, they won't let you in. Or if you don't have your vaccination card, they won't let you in.
Yeah, I come across some stuff like that, man, when I was checking in. What do you feel about that, though, man? I mean, you know what I'm saying? It's a serious issue on both sides of the wall for people who, you know, pushing for people to get it. And just like it's for people pushing, saying they don't want it. Just you, however you see it, man. But what do you think about some places not allowing people in because they didn't get the vaccination?
Say that last part one more time.
I said, what's your view on, you know what I mean, like establishments coming out saying, a lot of more come out and say, hey, if you haven't got vaccinated, you can't come in. If you can't show proof that you've been vaccinated, you can't come into our establishment. I said, what's your views on that? You think that's you think that's right? Or?
No, that's nowhere near good. That's bad. That's bad because
okay.
What if you're trying to enjoy ourselves with our family and friends? And, of course, some of our families and friends is vaccinated and some of us is not. So what if the ones that is vaccinated that's with us, what if they vaccinated and the ones that's not, that's also with us, what if they not? You know what I'm saying? As far as family and friends, you know, all of that.
Right.
It's crazy that the world has come down to this. It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's wild.
Yeah. And, you know, like I said, I know it's people on both sides of the wall, man, and I ain't going to disagree with nobody. However y'all feel about it, hey, I'm not going to disagree with you because that's just how I feel like it is with the situation. If you for it, then I can't, you know what I mean? I can't beat you down. If you ain't for it, I still can't beat you down. You dig? Because it's right now, you just, my thing is this, it's been so many booster shots and all of this already for me. I'm like, well, damn. Well, so forever, is people going to have to take booster shots forever, like over and over? They're going to have to keep taking these new booster shots as the years and times go on. So then, damn, they got to, you know what I mean? Like they got to steady get this shit pumped in them over and over and over again? Or is this like, okay, now we finally found the true serum? You know what I mean? That's just me, man. You know, I try to turn a lot of things in funny time because it's a real serious issue, though. A lot of people are getting sick, you know what I mean, from different causes. So,
I just read, I think it was a couple of days ago that it's another form of virus out called Omicron or something, or Omaricron.
I see one cat say, man, y'all stay safe out there, man. It's a new Marion out here killing people. I said, oh, player, come on, man. I said, player, this can't be cool. You can't get away with saying this type of stuff in public like this anymore, man. But all seriousness, man, and I know for here in Muskogee, it has been a lot of people getting sick. Now, I can't, I don't know if they were sick from the COVID or what, but I personally know a lot of people, man, who just not too long ago, I was sick, man. I don't got the COVID, didn't have the COVID. I'm good on that end, cleared on that end. But you know what I mean? Just the virus out here, kind of flu-like symptoms or whatever. But, treat it and do what you're supposed to do. I still stayed away from people just because. But with the right medicine and drinking water, not doing certain things, stop, smoking certain things for a little bit. And, man, a couple of days, man, I'm back to the jerking. You dig? But, getting tested, man, I would say anybody out there, if you're feeling any kind of way, get tested, man. At least get tested so that you will know for you, your family, or your friends. And then for your coworkers, you got to think about them people too, because we come in contact with a lot of different people. So even if you get sick and you feel like, hey, man, I'm cool, if you start feeling some of them symptoms, man, just go get checked. You can save somebody else's life, or you can save somebody else from getting sick, and instead of not telling people. That's some crazy shit, because I know some people out here, I can't say that. I've heard of some people out here that are not telling people. I can't say what I want to say, because then y'all going to be like, oh, shit, you supposed to report him. No, I don't know who he is. I just heard it. But
right, true that. True.
That's my thing. At least go get tested, man. At least go get tested, because you never know. You could be saving somebody else's life. Right. You can play with yours however you want to. That's your right. You know what I mean? You can play with yours however you want to. But if you get sick and say you do have one of these viruses, whichever one it is, and you don't tell nobody, and you go to your coworker, or you go to your family member come visit you, or you go visit them, or you step out to go hang out or go kick it, man, you can affect a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
And then people take that to their kids. If they go home, they say if they got kids, then you got whole households, man, who getting sick. And here in Muskogee, I know people who whole households is being, have came up sick.
Mm-hmm.
Like I say, but man, yeah, when it first started, everybody was kind of saying certain things. You feel me? I don't think people was really taking the realness of this as serious, because of a lot of politics involved in it, you know what I'm talking about? But people still been getting sick. You know what I'm saying? Like that we can't lie and say, oh no, ain't nobody getting sick. Shit. It's still people getting sick, man. So no matter if people think the government, however the COVID started and all this started, it's here now. Now we gotta at least admit to that.
You gotta admit to
that. And real quick, we're gonna bring some more people on. Real quick, like you. As far as in people not letting them into their establishments if they not vaccinated, this is my take, man. I feel like if it's your establishment, whatever establishment it is, say you stand by the vaccination, right, and you say, hey, I don't want no patrons coming through this door that can't provide proof of being vaccinated. I can't necessarily say they wrong, because it's their establishment and they standing up for what they believe in. Just like for the people who say, you know what, I don't want to get vaccinated, I ain't going to get vaccinated. Hey, that's their right. They standing up for what they want to believe in. So these people's establishment, if your ass ain't vaccinated and they say you can't get in, guess what? We just can't get in. I mean, we going to have to look through the windows or hopefully somebody go live and show us what's going on live. But if it come down to that, for me, I feel like if you say you don't want the vaccination, You don't want to take it. Then you got to be prepared to, if this country, if this world shifts to where by you not having that, you're not going to have access or be able to go into certain things, shit, you're going to have to soldier up and ride that shit out. But if you do want to go in these certain places and you do say want to travel, if that comes into play, then you're going to have to go and get vaccinated.
Right.
Because I don't think, you know, because there's going to be a lot of establishments that ain't going to require it. But if you get to that point, shit, man, that's they. Some places won't let you come in there with no shirt on and no socks and shoes. If you ain't got no shirt on, no socks and shoes on, and no drawers on, your ass can't get in the store.
Right. True that. They'll do something like that, too, for real.
Yeah, man. So that's just my take. Like I said, I can feel both sides because it's a strong topic. And it's a touchy topic, man, because so people feel strong about each side. So how I see it, I sit back and say, you know what, I don't want to be biased on this. I don't want to go either way, man. I want to try to understand everybody and where they're coming from. And listening to everybody and different things and people's testimonies, stuff that happened to their family members, stuff that happened to them, as far as in getting sick. And I talked to a guy, man, older guy, so he actually went into a coma. You know what I'm talking about? And came out of the coma, man, and had to relearn some things. Yeah, see, I would have never known that if I didn't sit down and really just talk to him about what's going on. And he did have a COVID, you know what I mean? And the COVID almost took him off, almost killed him. Like I said, good brother, man. He healthy now, you know, he working now, older man. But he told me that, and I was like, damn, you know what I mean? And that's somebody I'm close to. And sometimes they say, you know, hey, man, a lot of people don't care unless it's something that involves them or directly close to them. And that wasn't the case for me. It's like, I want to hear from somebody who went through that like that. So then when I come on the show, I'm not going one-sided. Or, you know what I mean? I want to be 100K as I can. And that's why I say, man, I understand people that's on both sides because it's serious on both sides. You got people who standing up for what they believe in and they faith on both, and you got people who standing up and believing in man. So you can tell them all day long, you're wrong, you shouldn't do this, you should do this, you should do that. People going to do exactly whatever it is that they feel they believe in. If they believe in man's word, then that's what they're going to do. If they say, hey, I believe in my religion, my faith, or whatever, you know, whatever they believe in, that's what they're going to stand up. Now, I don't feel like neither one of them is wrong.
True that.
Now, Femo, I just ain't going to be able to get in certain damn places. I'm going to tell you that. I'm a mole, so I don't have no problem isolating and staying off to myself. You know, I'm a Gemini. I like being around people and stuff, but if I have to stay away from people and still be able to do my thing, but stay away from people and all that, that's just not going to hurt my life. I do that shit anyway. You did. I'll be out making my moves, but man, I did a life where I hung around a lot of people and kicked it and did all of that stuff. So, you know, I'm a little older now. So I love my peace and I love, you know, structure, order. I don't like a lot of chaos around me. You dig? So, shit. Yeah. Quarantining, man, that shit did not hurt me in no kind of way.
Right. True that. It didn't hurt me either, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, I haven't had it. I thank God that I haven't had it yet. But, you know.
Yeah, man. Straight up.
Nah. Yeah. When people in quarantine, please stay in quarantine. And it kind of messed my head up because my mama had it. So I was kind of scared, man, because, you know, my mama had motherfucking COVID. So I'm like, oh, shit. But, she, you know, she good now. She up. She moving around and everything. That was about 6 months ago, if I'm not mistaken. Now, it might be shorter than that, but the last time I talked to my mama was a couple of weeks ago. And, you know, I had to make sure my mama was cool because, yeah, she had COVID. I ain't like that. But, you know.
All right, let's do this, man. Let's check in. Let's hold it real quick, Phenomenal Jet, man, because I want you to go in, man, because I'm sitting like a, you know. Petty Murphy, we got Petty Murphy on, and we got a couple more callers we're going to get on, too, that's been on the show since the beginning as well. Petty Murphy, what's going on with you, Femo? Real quick, let me get your thoughts, man, on this topic. First, let's touch on this. The establishments And Stephon, I mean, the Phenomenal Jet, that's Femo, so I'll be you there. That's a Femo, but y'all don't call it that. The Phenomenal Jet brought up a good, interesting point about some of these establishments. He said he came across some information where it looked like some of these establishments are not going to let people in if they haven't been vaccinated. Just you, Femo, what's your take on that right there?
That is the same reason that I had to pull Petty Fest out of Las Vegas. The venues have that right.
I remember.
The venues have that right. And when you have like in a big area like Kansas City, like Chicago, like Las Vegas, you have people coming to establishments. It is the unknown of the unknown. That's why you have these restrictions. This is why, you know, I'm an advocate for people getting vaccinated, and I do understand that people don't want to get vaccinated. That's their right. That's my right. Mm. That was my right to get vaccinated and boosted. That's because I ended up getting COVID when it first came around. I ended up getting it. It was the worst 3 weeks of my entire life. It was a personal choice.
I see.
And because of what I do, I travel, I perform, I had to do it. So it was my right to do that because I didn't want no disease to take something from me that I worked my ass off for. Mm-hmm. And I think that's how those venues feel. Those establishments feel that way because they got that's their livelihood, and they don't want no people getting sick.
Right.
They don't want their people getting sick. They don't want to get sick to where they have to shut down. This country's lost a lot.
I understand that. Yeah, a lot of businesses did lose a lot. You know what I mean? I got to say that. I got to admit that, too. That's true.
And it's not just them losing their businesses and stuff, too, and people dying from COVID. People committed suicide. You know, suicide numbers went up. Dramatically.
Yeah,
true.
Skyrocketed in the last couple of years. They have skyrocketed.
Yes. They have skyrocketed. So people need to understand. So, you know, when artists get pissed off, it's because you as a promoter have to cancel a show because of COVID-19. It ain't the fact that they canceled the show. It's the fact that they're trying to keep you, the patrons of the venue, the people who work at the venue, and others safe from getting sick. People think that the shit's not real. You tell it to the nearly 900,000 people that are dead. Tell it to the million people dead in the United States alone.
And on top of this, too, I'm glad you brought that side of it up, too, because we can't forget that. There's COVID out there. We, you know what I mean? The COVID out there. But I think what a lot of people forget, too, is, hell, it's all other kind of germs and viruses and shit that we could be passing on to each other as well. You know what I mean? That you might catch, and it might even make your defense a little bit lower to where you do catch something serious. But say, like, these viruses that's been, like, going around here in Muskogee, okay, might not necessarily been the COVID. But damn it, you passing that stuff around to somebody else, and now they sick. And they done passed it around to somebody else, and now they sick. So the mindset with protecting ourselves, if we sick, you know what I mean, not spreading it to other people, doing the things that we need to do so that we not passing it on to somebody else, I think a lot of people need to pay attention to that because, let's be honest, a lot of grown people have, damn it, forgot. They'll be washing their hands. They go to the bathroom. I worked at Walmart, man, and I remember seeing some of the most nastiest Walmart workers in my life. I seen a lot of them go off in there and take number twos and come out. I'm taking number one. They taking number twos. They come out. I'm expecting to hear some water or something behind me in the little hand thing. You don't hear nothing. They go right out the door. I've seen mess with meat and fresh foods and all this type of stuff, barehanded, not washing hands, not sanitizing hands. You see people digging their nose in their butt, all kind of stuff. As adults in America, we have our hygiene level and our sanitation level is messed up, man. It's a lot of nasty, germy people out there. You used to say, oh, no, don't bring them little germy kids around me. Now you got to say, don't bring your germy ass around me. Because a lot of grown folks, man, not everybody. It's some clean, hygiene people out there. Salute to all y'all. But it's a lot of people, as they get older, they just toss hygiene out the window.
Mm-hmm.
You can slap fives with a brother. Look, you can slap fives with a brother right now tonight. Tomorrow night at 8 o'clock, your ass going to run up. You're going to have a fever tomorrow night. Same time, 9:06, you slap a five with him right now. 9:06 tomorrow night, your ass going to have a fever. And your voice going to be hoarse. Your throat going to be sore. All this shit, man. This shit crazy nowadays.
Now, here's another thing that I want people to understand, too, especially here in the Missouri area, the Kansas City.
We got to do fake high fives from here out, man.
They can detect COVID-19 in the water.
Wait, say that again. Okay. Say that one more time.
Here
say
in
that
Kansas
again.
City,
yeah, we're going to bring on 0064.
Of the wastewater. They are testing the levels of COVID-19 inside the water.
Wow.
Man, and you know what? They've been testing the sewers, too. They've been testing the sewers as well. Yeah. Now, I seen some, but I didn't get all the way into it, and it's probably a little piece of what you talking about. That probably got something to do with what you seeing, what you speaking on, because I seen somewhere they was testing sewers, and I think they was testing sewers for COVID, like what Petty Murphy said.
Tasting wastewater. Yeah, testing wastewater. So what I'm trying to tell people is this, you know, this shit's not going to go away, especially in this country, because this country is more divided than we were when we were in slavery, in the 1800s, north and south, over because of a virus. You want to blame Biden, but you can't blame Biden when the damn president before him knew 6 weeks before then, and they told him, and he didn't do shit. But
I'm
going to
say we today, our hygiene level is crazy.
Yeah, it is.
I think we've been turned into some nasty people.
Nasty,
not everybody, but a lot of us.
But President Obama.
Peeing past gas in front of you at the bank, in your face. The last time I was in the bank, man, check this out. The last time I was in the bank, I damn near almost got pink eye in both eyes, man, instantly. Woman passed gas in front of me, man. I could have sworn I had pink eye. I got out of line. You dig, and ran back to the car and looked in the mirror just to make sure my eyes, I didn't have pink eye. It was awful. Oh, it was so awful. You dig? But she had on nice makeup. I come back in. She's made it to the front of the line and handled her business and come, and I'm looking at her in her face. I hold the door open for her. I wanted to say something, and that's all I told her was, ma'am, you have a nice day. But that woman was walking around with something in her from the Jurassic days, I believe. Like, I believe them gases that they be unearthing and be killing people and shit. She carrying that shit around, man. And she almost gave me pink eye instantly, both eyes. Both eyes, hygiene level. And if it was like that for my eyes, you got to imagine how many times these people are going around doing this type of shit. And you know what? I should have told her I was going to talk about her on the radio. I should have told her. But how do you do that? And I was talking on the phone, so my mouth was open. Come on, man. Come on, man. You can't do that. Can't do that to the
minister.
That's torture. Yeah, you need to give out a citizen's arrest for stuff like that.
You came from a woman. It came from a woman.
Oh, it was so awful. Yeah, it was so awful. My stomach hurt now. I can't believe she did it. And everybody else in the line smelled that shit. And when I step out of the line to go outside, everybody looking at me like I'm doing something wrong. Like. I'm looking at them, you know, it was a couple of them. It wasn't a whole bunch, it was a couple of them. They looking at me like I'm doing something wrong. I'm like, I'm looking at them like, y'all just going to sit here and just inhale all this shit? I got pink eye. Y'all just taking this shit in like, man, it's that good air right here, man. It ain't COVID. And another thing, too, real quick, man. I don't know what everybody is doing. I've been seeing a lot of people putting their arm up, like, over their over their face like a shield. You know what I mean? Like I don't understand what that move is doing. You know what I mean? A lot of people I've been seeing when they be talking to, you know, I understand like trying to stop what spit molecules and that type of stuff, but you know, if we talking about like the COVID, that fake shield, you know what I mean? I remember when we used to play, you know what I mean, Batman, and we used to play stuff like that, and, oh, I got the shield up, you can't hit me, it's not going to get me, you know what I mean? Like, now that arm up really don't do shit. And I was talking to a player today when he did that, and I asked him, I said, man, what is that? That's like your first line of defense from the COVID? They're like, so you want your arm to get COVID and shit and be all mumped up? You think that's going to stop getting me for your nose? Have y'all seen people put the arm up? Like, you know how Dracula do, man? He'd be like, oh, I'm going to suck your blood. You see how people put their arms up? Man, y'all been noticing that shit, man. Tell me, what is the arm motion?
I don't know.
What that means.
I have no idea.
I don't know what that means.
Some weird stuff. Yeah, I don't either. I don't understand it. I think people think that arm up is going to block the COVID from getting into them, I think. You know what I mean? Because, hey, some people might have imaginary shields.
To me, in my opinion, if you put your arm up, your armpits better be smelling good, man. Because you're going to send out some your own funk. Come on now, why would you put your arm up? And you probably ain't smelling good up under there anyway.
This COVID has brought out some of the most stinkiest people in the world, man. I'm not trying to be mean. You know what I mean? This is educational purposes. It has brought out some of the most stinkiest people and that I have smelt. And this ain't even summertime. You dig? And it's how do you produce warm funk in the dead of cold? The dead of cold. What's the wind blowing? I don't understand this, man. And you put, when, like I said, you put your arm up. Man, you hear me? I'd rather sit on a bus with a football team after they didn't play two OTs and lost. I'd rather ride back with them, man. Some of the stuff I'll be smelling, I'll be like, dawg, is you serious? Like, forget the deodorant. Just forget the deodorant. You need to walk around with, like, some incense under your arms, man, like them cones. Y'all know them little cones look like pyramids and stuff. Stick, like, three or four of them under you and just keep your armpits closed. When you walk around, keep your armpits closed. Put them little incense off inside there, man, or something. Something. Because this COVID, you can't blame this shit on COVID, man. You can't blame this on COVID, man. We got to get our hygiene as a whole. I'm just saying as a whole, people. We got to get our hygiene back, man, to a state of cleanliness or some standards. You know what I mean? I know some people who working at some of these fast food restaurants around here. I know them. People be thinking I'm crazy, and I'm like, no, I'm not eating there. I know who the cook is, man, and I know what you eat. It's not going down like that. But like I said, state of cleanliness, man. State of cleanliness. Let's just go with 0064, because I got to ask this question too. 0064. Let's go with the topic. When it comes to the vaccination and establishments, some establishments saying or might be going to this, if you're not vaccinated, you can't get into our establishment. How do you feel about that?
Well, this is Kia. So hello, everybody. And it really doesn't bother me that, you know, establishments don't want people to be in there if they're vaccinated, not vaccinated, because I'm not, basically, how can I put this? I don't thrive off of going into stores and all. I mean, that doesn't bother me. Basically, so I don't have no feeling towards that. I mean, that's their own opinion, their own will, that's their free will, you know what I'm saying, keeping people safe and whatever else, you know, the thoughts that they may have about that or whatever, because, I mean, we got to look at it like this. History repeats itself, and at one point there wasn't any stores to go in, period, you know. So,
yeah,
I do come from the country.
Good shit.
Raising chickens, or riding the horses and all that stuff. I mean, that's what I did daily. You know what I'm saying? So these going into stores or going here, going there, kicking it here, kicking it there. I mean, that don't affect me because I'm kind of a loner anyway. So I'm cool being by myself, cool quarantining, cool, all that.
See what
you know?
I'm saying? Salute. See, man, I don't feel so bad no more. See what I'm talking about, man? It is, you don't really have to go to some of these places. Now, Phenomenal Jet, man, I know you in Chicago, bigger place and these type of things. So, you know what I mean? Lifestyle's a lot different. I share that with Kia. So what she say, man, being out in the country, growing up, doing those type of things, in the backyard, you know, every weekend, just doing stuff like that, not really saying I got to go certain places, but my mom's a pastor. I wasn't allowed to be out like that unless I snuck out. So everybody used to see me out. I was sneaking out. But I got my ass whooped for that, though. I paid for that. But it made it to where now, even in my life now, man, as far as, like, say, the clubs, Petty Murphy, we can see this. The most that I ever been inside clubs is when I was in Kansas. I never was the type of person to be like a club hopper. You know, we used to go to Baja, that type of stuff. But as far as in how people like love to go to the club, got to go to the club every single weekend. They got to be off in there. That wasn't my life. That wasn't interesting to me. You know what I mean? Once I started doing security, then I was in the club every single damn day, Monday through Sunday. Sometimes I might get a day out, but I never was that type of person either. So I agree with Kia. So I can share that too. If it do get to that point, hey man, it is what it is. I ain't gonna miss it.
Yeah.
And she brought up a good point about at one point we couldn't go no damn where, and we survived.
Yep.
Right. And if you smart,
we couldn't go no
damn where. I remember my grandma, old man, she be stocking up on that water. You know what I'm saying? Back in the day, I mean, you just gotta stock up on your stuff. So when people would be like, you can't come here. Hey, I'm cool going there anyway because I'm already, you know what I'm saying, straight or whatever.
There
I'm
going to
say this. COVID is everywhere. When they shut the United States down or whatever, it wasn't no movement, it kind of helped. But now everybody moving is moving. You know what I'm saying? It's in the air.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Everybody's experiencing it differently because your immune system is differently. But people running around here sniffling, you know, they thinking it's allergies. I mean, you getting a lot of different symptoms. Yeah, you may not be on your butt sick, but you're experiencing COVID in a minor way. You know what I'm saying? Because it's in the air. That's my own opinion. But it's everywhere. I mean, you can countertop.
Yep.
I mean, in the water. I mean, because you just think when people blowing their nose and stuff going in the water, I mean, it's everywhere because people are moving and it's constantly at a moving rate. That's basically kind of like a hurricane. You know what I'm saying? How they be coming with all these hurricane names.
It revolves because when everything was shut down, you can see that everything was slowing down. And then all these damn states and, you know, all the people that ended up at the Capitol started bitching and complaining about their rights and all this other stuff, too. And then everything started opening back up. What you ended up doing is that when you try to control a virus and you have it in contained, you have it in containment to kill it. But when you basically open up Pandora's box, It creates a variant. It creates the Delta variant. It creates a Omicron, Stefan, the phenomenal jet. It's Omicron. We could call it Omarion in the hood. It creates variants. It creates variants. Yeah. It's the same way with Ebola, you know, with SARS. All these diseases, bird flu, you know, all this other shit, swine flu.
I'm going to say this. I think Omarion danced his ass all the way through Muskogee, Oklahoma. You hear me? I think he been down here performing live, and we ain't even know.
But Omarion
I'm telling you, I slapped fives with somebody at 4 o'clock one day. 4 o'clock in the morning the next night, man, I was sick, had the chills and everything, and after slapping fives. And I've been not trying to slap fives with people, But man, Omarion, he probably went to that Omarion show.
I got you,
kid. You opening up my eyes to some shit.
Mm-hmm.
I missed that show. I'm glad I did.
And you said people covering up their nose, and you can't cover up no nose or none of that. Period. That ain't gonna help.
And this is the reason why I did what I did, to basically say, you know what, I'm not going to deal with these venues telling artists that have paid to don't get on these shows and like that, and they're people. It's the unknown of the unknown, and that's what people don't seem to fucking understand, is that we could have had this shit already eradicated, had the orange son of a bitch basically listen to his people and not waited 6 weeks. We could have been done and dead with this motherfucking shit. Now,
look, people ducking
the
COVID, and they need to be ducking that Omarion breath. That Omarion breath is what's sweeping through right now, getting everybody sick. Omarion asked me to sit down somewhere, man, because he is rocking. He made a comeback.
He's
going to make you feel just like an icebox. You're going to feel just like an icebox. Yeah. Omarion, man, we need to, hey, man, for real.
Yeah, need to leave that ice alone. Nothing but hot drinks, period.
That's
right,
it.
Hot chocolate,
man.
What all people need to do is basically, I see a lot of people basically, basically boosting up their immune system by taking their vitamins and all this other shit. Pretty much all you gotta do is just brush your motherfucking ass. Brush your teeth. Wash your ass.
Let me get y'all thoughts on that. Have y'all been seeing, as y'all, you know, as we've been on all our journeys, have y'all been seeing people more hygienic or less concerns with hygiene? First, man. Let me know what y'all been seeing.
My daughter was just telling me about some customers. She was in the bathroom and lady came out the bathroom at the stall, ain't washed hands the first or nothing. But I think with the shot, you know what I'm saying, people who are getting the shot, they may be a little bit more careless than the people who don't have it.
Interesting.
I'd say it's 50-50.
Yeah,
it's 50-50 because, you know, I got the shot, and I wash my hands, I wash my ass and everything, too. I got the shot and I got the booster, too. But I think what it is with people, period, is that, you know, the shit's in the fucking air. It's in our atmosphere. You know, what's you feeling this
phenomenal
type of variant, and what people don't know is that it's global warming, climate change. Everything
this
has to do with climate
to
change.
Too. Phenomenal jet. Do you take a number two in public restrooms?
I try not to, but shit, if my stomach is there and I ain't got no sense, then I ain't got nowhere to sit.
Petty Murphy, Famo, do you take number twos in public restrooms?
If I gotta go, I gotta go. Shit, fuck it.
Okay, and let's be honest, be 100K. When you guys think about this, though, think about this. When you guys sit down and take a number two in a public restaurant, and I know you guys, both of y'all go and wash your hands, right?
Mm-hmm.
How do you exit the back? And when you get up, how do you exit the stall? You got to grab a handle or push the little latch to switch it, right? And then you go and you get the soap. Wash your soap. How do you dry off your hands?
I use paper towel, or basically what I'll end up doing is I'll take some sanitized wipes that I keep with me, and I wash my hands that way too. So I use my hands, wash my hands 20-30 seconds, and then if I got a sanitized wipe, I wipe my hands also to a Clorox wipe.
First of all, I'm going to say that only time I go number two in a public place is if it's like vegetable soup. Other than that, I am not going number two in a public place. If it's like vegetable soup, you don't want that in your clothes. So that's when I go. But think about this, man. What about our eyes, our ears, our nose, and our mouth? What's in the bathrooms? When we can do this, we can go number two. Y'all do. Y'all some nasty ass. Man, y'all, I can't do it. But y'all go number two and do all of that, man. But just think about all the germs that's floating around in the air that we can't see.
Right.
Do you think that could be a way too? That's like when they say social distancing, how everybody just loosey goosey going to public bathroom, not washing hands, not doing all this coughing, sneezing in the bathroom, and all of this. Would it be safe to think like the bad places is like, you know what I mean, like danger zones?
Mm-hmm. I mean,
I don't
you
know.
Can look at it that
y'all
way.
Y'all give me y'all thoughts on it, man. I might be way off. Let me know.
It depends because you know you can go to some bathrooms that look clean and shit. It depends.
Yeah, it has a lot to do with the cleaning system of the people who are cleaning the bathrooms or whatever. But I mean, your best bet at this point is really not to even visit a public bathroom because it is so much stuff in the air. Period. But, I mean, you can get the same stuff that's in the bathroom just about anywhere because I mean, if people coming out the bathroom ain't washed the first and ain't did, you know what I'm saying? It's just bulking. You know what I'm saying? So I mean. So it's just, I mean, because you can experience that same thing on a countertop, even worse.
I seen at one of the electronic seminars, man, they had this machine that they was testing out, and it sit above bathroom doors, and before you walk out, it blows out a heat it doesn't harm the body. You're not going to feel like you're burning or nothing. But whatever is inside that damn light, I don't know the word he said. I'm not going to sit there and try to act like it. But whatever that light is that they use, it's supposed to, sanitize you.
Sanitize.
You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Before you know your body, before you walk through. And this is them tech people, man, at the tech seminars. So I think they starting to try to do some things, to try to come up with some things to make things a little bit more sanitized and more cleanliness, you know, try to do that, which I think that is cool. You know what I mean? If those really work. But I'm going to try to say, man,
they have those for the cell phones, you know, the little UV lights. And you just, sanitize your cell phone. Yeah, that's probably what it's like, a purplish looking light.
Mm-hmm. Yep, I know what you're talking about. And here's another thing that people don't know is on your phone. Google has it to where you can detect if you have COVID-19 or not.
Oh, wow.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Let me breathe in my phone. I'm breathing in my every day. Which part do I breathe in? Do I breathe in the mic part? Do I blow? Is it like the machines you put on your car when you get DUI?
No. What it is is that let's say we carry our phones with us, right? You know, it can detect by your body because it can pick up body imaging. A lot of people don't know that. Mm-hmm. That cell phone can pick up body imaging, and it can detect if you have COVID or not. So Google wants to come on there. Even Apple has it. Google has it.
I don't think none of that's a bad idea, because if now what Petty's saying, think about what that technology has already been used for before it hit this too. You see what I'm saying? And then that technology might be used in something else too. But if you got to think about it, man, hey, if it's supposed to. First of all, doing that shit with your phones and Google and stuff, man, it's a cool thing, but it get kind of creepy. You know
and
what
and
mean?
Think about it.
Y'all been seeing me when I've been
in
here dancing by myself.
What's the number one thing that we always have in our hands out there?
If y'all see that shit, man, y'all support me. I'm going to tell you, I'll be doing some strange things, and my phone might have picked it up. Petty just said they taking images and shit, so y'all might see something. I'm going to tell you now before anybody else tell you. You might see some things like, damn, that thing really do want to be a stripper. Yes, I try. I be practicing. So just know, man, if y'all see it, y'all say, oh, well, yeah, he told us that nigga's freaky. So there. Google, don't release certain ones, man, but, yeah, the silhouette challenges, I was silhouetting my ass off. I'm like, damn, I wonder what I look like doing the silhouette challenge. Yeah, I didn't ever show none of y'all asses. Y'all was going to go take it somewhere else. But I did do the silhouette challenge. And I think I look bad. I think, man, far as in man's frame, I think I look like a damn superhero in that silhouette challenge.
Oh, Lord, please don't do that. Oh, Lord, please don't do that.
Hey, man, I thought about switching it up. I was like, man, what about if the men do it? But then the idea didn't sit right with me.
No,
I was like,
oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. No,
yeah,
Lord. Oh,
yeah,
Lord.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
So, Petty, you really just opened my eyes up to some shit. I got to start covering my phone and shit up, the TV, the computer, everything, because Google got images of my ass.
So somebody find YL Dallas. He's going to have to take over Chop on the Radio. This is about to go become a strip. He's about to be on Chippendales. And
hey,
he's going to be a
like
Magic Mike 5.
The shit I be doing in here, man.
Mm-hmm. But on the real, though, so you think about it. If Google can detect if you've been exposed to COVID-19, what's the number one thing that we have in our hands? Phones.
Right. Phones.
The phones.
Yep. That's some cool shit.
You
got to
think about it. Yeah, think about it. You got phones, you got tablets, you know.
Tablets.
You know, those things we are handheld and they can detect that stuff. You know, you got the all types of things to where you can basically unlock your phone with like face recognition and all other stuff too. Think about the number one thing that we always
have. And if you got
them
watches, they can track your heartbeat and track all that. You know, the watches can do all that kind of stuff too.
Smart watches. Think about how technology. And when I tell people, you know, when I used to sell DirecTV, and I had to give them the sell on it, it's like, what's more, you know, when time changes, so does technology. Everything
changes
for the world.
DirecTV owed me some money. Man, DirecTV was overcharging my ass for the longest, Petty. Who the hell do I need to talk to? I didn't know you used to work for them, man. Where'd you work for, man? Wichita, where'd you work for, man, Petty? Your ass might have got me on the deal, man.
I worked for them in Wichita, I was working for AT&T.
Oh, bitch, that's an AT&T, man. AT&T take care of me. I can't say nothing bad about this.
Big
Chop on the Radio salute. AT&T, man. AT&T, man. We salute y'all. Also, hey, man, you know that they got an affiliate program, but big shout out to AT&T too.
Yeah, big shout out to AT&T. I'm trying to hook up with Willie.
Yeah. You can get a discount. You can get a discount on your service if you're an affiliate too. Just put that out there.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to hook up
Mike
with Willie.
Mike ain't
going to
tell y'all that type of shit.
Yeah, step on the phenom. I mean, the phenomenal jet. Man, I can't even call him the phenomenal jet because every time I say the phenomenal jet, I think about the damn movie with Kevin Hart and The Rock, and he called him the golden jet. I'm calling that.
Oh man, I know what I wanted to say too. Kia Soul. This is what I wanted to say as well. I know you've been, you know what I mean, doing your thing. I've been out there working and jerking and pushing. Far as in with your poetry. What's popping with your poetry? Fill us in. You been working or have you kind of been?
No, it's still popping. I mean, you know, everything actually originates off of my poetry, but I do have Me Versus Me, Chapter 39, about to surface, and I'm telling you, it's something. But I will be also on March the 12th. 2022, I will be performing at the Queens of the Mic. You know what I'm saying?
There it goes. Yeah. We're going to be in the building. This is going to be an epic night, man. Yeah, it's going to be epic, man. It's going to be epic.
So, so I'm right now, everybody pretty much knows Kia Soul, the poet and the singing, but I can
dance. I think I met one of y'all homegirls today.
Who?
She said her name was Crystal Clear.
Okay, yeah, Crystal Cat. Oh,
Crystal Clear, Crystal Hope, something. Yeah, I met her today. Mm-hmm. She said, Paul, I automatically had started talking about y'all. Huh?
Crystal Clear's a porn star.
Man, don't tell me that. She's a poet.
I think she in the lineup for the Queens of the Mic as well.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she said that. She mentioned
daughter.
That. Yeah, yeah, she meant, well, mm-hmm. okay, she didn't tell me about the dollar, but she did mention that she was going to be performing, and she said she had performed, I think, in Tulsa, too. But, you know, anybody that's come across, if they still say anything about poetry, spoken word, y'all always, y'all names and people I'm going to go to automatically, you know what I mean? And
yeah.
when I did that, she was like, yeah, I did. And I was like, oh, okay, cool. But that's what I'm saying, like, you know what I mean? It's not like with the rap game. I know rappers be getting mad at me. I just be 100K. You know, I'm going to rock with y'all, but it's not like that with, say, rappers and stuff, man. Like, you don't come across, I can come across 100, 500 people, and I'm telling you, I will not come across one person that'll say, oh, yeah, man, me and so-and-so, another person that I know, we just did a song together. And I don't be understanding mm-hmm. why the hell is y'all like that. And what just what happened today, just saying with her, just using that as an example. You know what I mean? Somebody I didn't know as far as in face recognition, and me and her wasn't friends on Facebook or nothing like that. So at first, so I didn't know nothing. You know what I mean? Wasn't no way for me to know it.
Mm-hmm.
And then when she brought up the poetry, I said that was like, boom, the people she naming off, I'm like, yeah, man, I rock with them. That's what I'm talking about, man. That's mm-hmm. what I'm talking about.
And I think because I had a conversation with somebody in regards to working with artists, like rappers working with rappers. Singers working with singers. And I think on the poet line, you know, we're a little bit more open to collaboration. I mean, because, I mean, that's just something that we enjoy seeing what comes out of your mouth, you know? I mean, you know what I'm saying? Just it's just a thrive.
Yep.
But with rappers and singing and stuff, I think what it is the reason why you don't see them collaborating with each other a lot is because some people don't respect other people's time. Some people don't respect other people's work. And it's hard working with other artists is what I'm getting from different rappers, from different singers. You know, they have tried to work with other people, but the other people
crazy
either burned them or they didn't show up on time or they did this or they did that, and it just gets to where you get that so much to where you don't want to work with nobody.
True.
Boom. Honey, came no blow up right there. I've got some of the same exact feedback. I got some of that same exact feedback because I'll be wondering, too. And you hit on the head what a lot of people have brought up. And I have actually talked with people who have said some of the same similar things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I'm like, man. Yeah. Because, and me, I've even tried to connect artists. And I ain't going to say nobody's name, but I've even tried to connect artists with other artists, and it was like, man, I get you. We'll supply y'all the beat. We want to put you on this song and this on song, man. We'll supply y'all the beat. Y'all just got to drop your vocals, sit them. You know, we're going to do our thing. And what is it? It's been over a year, and neither one of them jumped on the opportunity. But together, making that one song and them collaborating, ain't no telling what that could have done for both of them.
Exactly. And a lot of people, it's really about readiness, too. I mean, because, you know, you might have a person that's an R4, which, you know, they're basically crafted in their craft, going on, doing their thing, you know, ready to move, ready, show ready and all that. But they try to collaborate with somebody that's an R1. You know what I'm saying? That, oh, they just came on the show. I mean, on the scene, you know what I'm saying? Them two collaborations probably ain't going work as well as two or four together. You know what I'm saying? So you got to look at a person's readiness.
Yep.
Like, are they ready to even be in the limelight? Yeah, I mean, it's just a lot of stuff.
You know what? She hit that right on the head because that is real. That's real, man. Working with people like working with artists and different things, Petty. Come on, Femo, you know, even Phenomenal Jet, you done seen this too, man. You know a little bit, you done seen this as well. What she just said, Petty, talk to me. What she just said, how she broke it down, what's your thoughts on that right there? Is that shit not
100K? That's 100K because there's a lot of artists that are like, or performers that are, you know, top tier. And, you know, you got the ones that, you know, just got off the show, trying to get an opportunity, and when you give them the opportunity, it doesn't mesh well. It's because of their mentality. You can have the mentality of, you know, creating the product, you know, and basically creating the atmosphere and the platform. and you're
straight up.
But you got somebody come up, but they don't understand what it took for you to get there, and they think that they already up there, but they're not. But yeah, you are not going to mesh at all.
Yeah. So basically, when you're trying to collaborate two people together, you got to literally, you can't just, because, you know, you might see somebody on stage like, oh, yeah, they song is hitting. Yeah, they would do whatever. It may seem like they got it together on stage. But you literally got to collaborate with them to see what they got going on. And then you want to get them together and be like, okay, listen. He ain't where you is, but I want you to take him and take him up under your wing. You know what I'm saying? And that's how you get two people together and make greatness happen. When the two people know, hey, he ain't so good in that area, yeah, but I'm good in this area. She ain't so good in that area, but I'm good in it. When two people can come together and knowing each other's weaknesses and their strengths, if you allow that relationship to happen, that's when greatness happens. But you just can't take two people and just say, hey, y'all get together on the song. You know what I'm saying? Nah, we gotta vibe together. We gotta go some places. We gotta check out some scenes. We gotta see where we want to go, where we trying to go. That's how you get two artists together to make greatness. Until people start doing that, people ain't not gonna link up.
No, and to add on that too. Perfect. You artists. You artists, man, I understand everybody feel like they the best. I ain't knocking nobody for feeling like that, right? But sometimes, man, it's okay to collaborate with somebody else, and you might not be charging that person. The person might not be charging you. Whatever y'all business is your business. But you can't think that you so good that you don't have to, like, collaborate with somebody or something like that. If you ain't at the top yet, that, you know, even people at the top collaborate with people. So sometimes I know a lot of people think they, you know, they where they at, and that's the reason why they won't even entertain collaborating with somebody who might be jerking too, and they just like, nah, I ain't just a work with him because, or work with her because, yeah, she is doing her thing too, but I feel like what I'm doing is bigger and better. And I not say it happens to me, but I know artists, a lot of people who think like that, and a lot of artists feel like if they feel like they bigger and better than you, then, you know what I mean, they ain't even going to waste no time. But a lot of people do charge too. But I'm saying for artists that building that buzz up, man, trying to establish yourself, that type of thing, and you trying to grow, you might look into working with other people, not just the same people maybe you've been working with, or, you know what I mean, finding that like Kia Soul said, you might have to talk to a couple of different people, networking, until you find that type of energy of what she just said. And when you able to do that, that collaboration can be, you know what I mean, be magic. But you might have to come off your high horse just a little bit. Not saying you got to look at yourself lower. Just be open to somebody else and their ideas and wanting to work with you and y'all make it happen, man. Actually put the action behind it. You know what I mean? I know a guy that charged certain for stuff for his fees and his features, but in certain areas, a lot of people don't know these people. So sometimes you have to do certain things, and it'd be a good look to work with different producers, different artists, whatever it is, in these places, so that you can develop maybe a different sound. Some of these people can bring out the best in you. I know Kia Soul has mentioned about working with TF 500 before, that how TF 500 is when it comes to, you know, certain things, how they work, and that chemistry is right there. That's a great example of what we're talking about too, that sometimes collabing with somebody might be able to hit you on something. Hey, check this out, do it like this, or, hey, man, what if you say this again, whatever it is, and that might just help you make something that's slapping and jamming. So be open to that. A lot of artists have a deaf ear when it comes to people working with other people, man. Open that ear up, man. Open that ear up and make that magic.
Yeah, it really ain't even cool. Artists saying that, thinking that they too are on their high horse and can't work with somebody that's below them or whatever. You know what I'm saying? It ain't cool. It's not cool at all. And me working with T500, you know what I'm saying? She brings
she brings a whole nother sound out of me. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, you got to, regardless if they below you or not, you at the top, you can bring yourself down to the bottom, which really and truly for me, people saying, like, we reached the top or I'm headed to the top or meet me at the top, that's a hope. You know what I'm saying? Really and truly, every year my top gets, I'll never reach the top. You know what I'm saying? Because my top continues to grow, gets so high. You know what I'm saying? It's escalating. It's like, I'm, you know, but it's a hope.
Yeah.
And that's all it is. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, every artist has to come from the bottom to where they at. If you don't want to reach back down and grab somebody, then it's shame on you. You know what I'm saying?
And you know what, Kia, you said, you know, the soldier said it, Kia, you hit it hard yesterday. As everybody knows, I am going back down to Wichita May 28th for the suit and tie event. Which Soldier, I know it's your first.
And that's my Soldier day.
You need to be
man,
there.
Man, I'm going
to
be real with you, Petty. I'm going to be real with you, man. Ain't no telling what I'm going to be doing. But I guarantee you I'm going to have some chocolate syrup. Is going to be doing something. I don't give a damn if I'm by myself. I will chocolate syrup my damn self down. I don't give a damn. But I'm gonna do some crazy
shit. Hey, that Soldier Day is a week, but a week after the Phenomenal Jet Day. So shit.
See.
It's true.
I'm not sharing no chocolate syrup with your ass. I'm gonna tell you that right now. You gotta get your own
chocolate
syrup. I'm gonna use all of mine. I'm using all of mine.
Man, but
I forgot Petty said that Google Images, so I gotta cover up. You get your own, man. I'm telling you, it's going down. For Halloween, I ain't even going to get into it, man, because y'all don't need to hear that. But for Halloween, it went down. I did some shit I never did before on Halloween, man. Y'all need to try it, man. As men, I think sometimes as men, man, we afraid to, like, step outside the box and do certain things. Have y'all ever just went out, bought you a Halloween costume, naked, and wore it, and danced? Like, just dance to some music, nigga, like, try to really get into character, right? Like, if you went and got the Hulk mask, really being there on some Hulk smash type shit. Like, I think, man, a lot of us men get so trapped up in being so hardcore and so, you know what I mean, got to do this and got to do that. We miss out on a lot of fun things in life that could be fun. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm not saying, just doing goofy things and sometimes open up, letting loose, enjoying the moment. You know what I mean? We ain't got to be hard all the time. We ain't got to be gangster all the time. You know what I mean? Sometimes we can do these type of things. But I'm going to tell y'all that shit is also therapeutic. That's why I said I put the disclaimer out there. If Google released these damn images, I'm telling you now, I've been doing some weird shit. But it's been fun. It's been fun. It's like liberating, man. I can get mad, man, and I go grab the dumbbell. I got a mask that I put on. I grabbed a dumbbell and a mask, man, and I sit in the house and do some weird shit by myself. Just some weird, crazy shit. And you know what? It makes you feel good.
You know what? We ain't gonna call you.
I don't know, man. Y'all think y'all might think
call,
I'm crazy.
We gonna call you bitch. We gonna call you.
Yeah, I'm telling you, if any of that shit come out, man, I'm gonna probably be the number one weirdest motherfucker that out. That's what they gonna say. This nigga is crazy. This little ass can spin? Yes, I spin. And, you know what I mean? I'm short, man, so I do a lot of little tricks. But I be doing it by myself. I spell, you know, I'm just saying. It ain't crazy, man. I'm just saying, but you just got to, I think a lot of men, because I be peeping men at, and I be like, damn, so y'all don't never have a time to where you just able to, like, laugh, enjoy, or act goofy. You know what I mean? Like, I know some cats, man, that, I've never seen them be goofy in life. Like, I never see them ever be goofy. And it's like, damn, so you don't have nothing in life makes you feel like, hey, man, I want to laugh or I want to enjoy or, man, let me just hang loose and just do something goofy. You know what I'm saying? Like, damn, is we so caught up in say, the street stuff. You know what I mean? That's what a lot of people are on. So we so caught up in that we forget how to really enjoy life. You know what I'm talking about? Like,
yeah.
We be worried about a lot of things. What do we do in our own private time? to enjoy ourselves or enjoy those around us. Like we grew up, y'all know, we used to grow up where families and sisters, brothers, siblings, cousins, we used to play Monopoly, board games and stuff together. Shit was fun. Shit got, you know what I mean? A lot of people got socked out for cheating, but it was fun. It was memory. You know what I mean? Only type of things, man. And now, huh?
Then y'all started rolling dice. You Monopoly.
Yeah. We was rolling dice hard, man. Yeah. We was rolling dice hard. But I'm just saying, I think, and the reason why I shared all that too, man, because I am goofy, but I do a lot of strange stuff. But I have found that doing certain things like that by yourself, to yourself, can be therapeutic in certain ways because you're able to just release and let go, man. And even if you got somebody you're comfortable with joking around with or doing that, I feel like a lot of brothers is too hard and don't have to be all the time.
Yeah.
And that right there can cause medical problems inside yourself. You know what I mean? Saying tense stuff all the time, man, and you know what I mean? All of that, man. I tell people all the time, if you go off of what I be posting on social media, you will get the wrong idea about me because I joke around a lot. It's just when you type certain shit, it don't look like a joke. I'm not a very good comedian, Petty. I get booed off the stage, but I'm going to still try. You know what I'm talking about? Like, I still be trying, but... I try to laugh about a lot of things now, man. I try to laugh about a lot of things. I do get serious, but on a lot of things I've learned that I didn't have to be that person that I had to have this hardcore shell on every single moment of my life. That shit was exhausting, man. You feel me? To walk around every day feeling like you have to be like this hardcore certain person, you can't show no sign of weakness, like even laughing. Cats won't even laugh because they think that's a sign of weakness. Nigga, that means you happy. That phenomenal jet, man. Let me know, do you think, man, have you seen some cats who you never even see them laugh, and you know these brothers, and you never even see them tell a joke?
Oh, man.
Not even a knock-knock joke. Not even a knock-knock joke.
Not a knock-knock joke.
I can't be around that type of people no more. Yeah, man. I can't be around people like that no more, man, because that type of energy is like, yeah, man. I know cats who, I'm being 100K. I know cats, man, who I can honestly say I've never seen them, and not goofy far as in doing dumb stuff, but like even just laughing, like, I remember watching certain comic shows with them or trying to get them to watch certain things on YouTube or certain clips like that, and cats be so gangster. It's like, damn, dog, that was some funny shit. Like a million and, look, 1.4 million people thought it was funny, but your ass didn't think that shit was funny like that. But then I send, and I do this to people, I send them a video, I say, oh boy, on YouTube, he be going through everybody's hoods. It's a white guy to do it, and it's a black guy to do it. And all he do is just take, you know, video, show people what these communities look like, and, you know, he speak on certain facts of the cities and of the states. And he might say this, you know, the poor states and, the, you know, whatever it is, but that's what he do. And he drive through all those cities. Phenomenal Jet, he done been all through y'all city. He done been to the most deadliest blocks in y'all hood, daytime, all that type stuff, man.
Yeah, I know you talking about. Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah,
I
yeah.
You see them up.
Yeah,
he done
man.
Been through Englewood, he done been through Old Block, he done been through Airway. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Hey,
forgot his name, though, but I know
man,
what you're talking
sure.
about.
I forgot his name. I don't know, but I'll be watching, man, because it'd be popping. And it's interesting. And it's interesting because... Don't nothing ever happen to him too. He don't ever get shot at or no shit like that. Yeah, of course I know he ain't out there messing around or nothing like that. But you get to see a lot when you watch them type of things. You know what I'm talking about? What y'all think, Petty? Come on, man. What y'all think? Talk to him. What's good?
Yeah, I mean, you got people. You know, you want to know. You got people like that that show what's going on in a different city. You can go in there to have fun. Like I said, if you ain't laughing, you ain't living.
Yeah, because a lot of places he be going, man, you don't see people laughing.
No.
They don't be doing that. They be gangster like they ready to kill just like a fly. You know what I mean? Like, I didn't let so many flies live. Like, on some real stuff, man. Like, if you got so much anger built up inside of you that you see a fly and the first thing you think is, now I'm supposed to kill you. I'm supposed to kill you. That's a fly. What the hell is he? I mean, you know, I know they nasty and I know all of this, but you got to think about your first thought. Your first thought is like, now I'm supposed to smash the shit out of this fly. Like, I have been, you know, I got to a point now where I'm like, damn, dog, for what? He's probably hungry. So if your ass was hungry, you want somebody that got a sandwich to be like, you know what, I'm just to kill you. You want this sandwich? I don't eat bread. So you want this bread? I'm a kid. Nah, man, you get to a certain point in your time where you look at certain things a lot different. A lot different. Now, with them cats, hey, I can't say what I want to say on air, but I am terrified of cats, and I don't really care however you deal with them. But just think, though, it's people out there who always have that persona on, man, to where they can't enjoy life because of the lifestyle that they live, the image that they trying to portray, and it might not even really be who they really is. We just had a guy on the show, last show, man, who I've seen a lot of people say certain things about this guy and didn't really even know him or take the time to really even know who he really is. But if they did, they'll find out that this guy is actually like a goofball, like a funny cat, a cat who like to enjoy time, who like to be goofy, do little acting, little skits out and stuff like this. But a whole lot of people was portraying a whole different picture of this guy, right? And we could have been just like them and went off of what they were saying and all of that. But when you really look at it, you're like, damn, this person likes to have fun. Yeah, life is life, but I still feel like, man, you ain't got to be gangster all the time. I don't think that's living. You know what I mean? Even if you have faith, I know a lot of gangster cats, man, they be talking about, you know, the religion and stuff, and that's cool, man. That's good to talk about it and stuff too. But if you really believe, there's no way for you to wake up every single day and all day long ready to kill somebody else. Or ready to slap somebody every day. You know what I mean? Like I be seeing cats be like, yeah, man, don't talk to me today. I'm ready to beat everybody up. Nigga, for real? I get mad and stuff too, but when I step out the house, man, if people that I come in contact with, they'll never know. You know what I mean? Because that ain't how I am. I ain't like that in real life, and I ain't like that as a person. Like, I just don't see that. It'd be, damn it, it's enough going on. You can be happy. It's okay to laugh. It's okay to smile, man. It's gangster cats who are dancing on TikTok and stuff, man. So it's okay for you to do it too. It's, hey, look, I'm coming out with I got a jerk walk that I'm coming out with, man. And y'all gonna laugh at me because I'm gonna probably look funny as shit. But I'm finna come out with it. It's one of those dances I came out with wearing one of my costumes by myself. But it is what it is. Y'all gonna like it though. Because I'm going to challenge this phenomenal jet you on the phone. I'm going to challenge you to do it, Petty Murphy. I'm going to get you to do it. I'm going to get the famos to do it. I'm challenging all y'all. Yeah, man. Yeah. And if y'all don't do it, I'm going to make a flyer and be like, they scared. And we finna have some fun, man. You know what I mean? We spent a lot of our years, a lot of us spent a lot of our years, you know, being hardcore, not really letting loose and doing this and showing some of our goofy sides and these type of things. And a lot of things got me to thinking, man, that like life's too short, you know what I mean? Like a lot of people don't know that you are goofy or that you are human, so that you do have that side if you don't never show them. So,
right.
Hey, man, we might open some doors. Yeah, we might open some doors. Now, I'm going to tell you, again, Phenomenal Jet, get your own chocolate syrup. No matter of fact, don't even get chocolate syrup. You can't get chocolate syrup no more. Man. You got to get some other type of syrup. You got to get some other type of syrup. You got to get some other type of syrup, man. You see, I got the perfect floors in my kitchen and in my front room for the chocolate syrup. I am going to mudslide my ass all around. I'm going to tell you what's going on. You got to get something else. You got to get something else, man. Yeah, I'm gonna tell you, buy y'all some petty. Have you ever slid your ass around with some chocolate syrup? Have you ever slid your ass around with some chocolate syrup? Have you ever had to get up and be like, damn, I got to take a shower because it feel like I used the bathroom on myself, but I really didn't because it's in my cheeks, but it's the feeling is wet, but it ain't wet, but it's sticky. Have you ever had that type of feeling? No. Have you been? You ain't never met. Teddy, come on, man. Y'all don't leave me hanging. Phenomenal, don't leave me hanging. Don't leave me hanging, man. Don't leave me hanging.
Man, look.
So you on her with us too? You on her with us too? Kia, you on her with us too? You can't get out of this conversation. I'm not going to leave you by my damn self.
You know I give it out.
Have you ever had the Kool-Aid that was too sugary, and then you woke up the next morning and the Kool-Aid was like the sugar was still like stuck to you because it was dry because you had that much? Y'all ain't been in these type of things, these situations.
I've done that.
Okay.
I've done that.
Okay.
Well, listen,
since we're giving out secrets, I got one secret that I did when I was little, though.
Yeah.
I stuck a safety pin.
Uh-oh.
I stuck a safety pin in the electrical socket. So.
Oh, okay. You on some of
your
stuff. You try to kill yourself. He said in an electric socket.
Oh.
That's what he said. Yeah, phenomenal jet, man. People didn't hear you, man. They were starting to be like, what? Did he just say? I had to clear it up for you, Timbo, because it came off kind of crazy.
While you got some chocolate syrup, your chocolate syrup, I want to say shout out to Godiva, Godiva, Belgium, 1926. You need to try this.
That's what's up. Straight up.
It is Caramel Lion of Belgium. Try it.
You can get it from the Dollar Tree.
Godiva. You can get it from Walgreens or the Dollar Tree sells them, and they are awesome. So if you're looking for to get me some, huh?
What's it called again?
It's called Godiva, Godiva.
Okay.
Look, Phenomenal Jet gonna put out a video before me. I got to beat you to the punch now. He already playing it. Phenomenal Jet like, yeah, I got him. Nah, mistake. You can hand it tackle. I got you, Phenomenal. I see what you doing, man. I see what you doing. I got you. I got you, man. Hey, look, for real, we're what they call it, them Sundays. I turn myself into a fucking Sunday. But don't phenomenal jet, man. Don't text me, man.
I'm done.
Petty, you can't back out of this, Fibbo. You can't back out of this, man. You got to ride with it.
Come on now, Petty.
I can't believe it.
Petty, you ain't never wore a mask. I ain't talking about like a COVID mask, nigga. I ain't talking about that. I'm talking about like, you know, the masks and people ride the bank in when they look like the presidents and stuff. You ain't never worn one of them masks. You came in the room naked with one of them masks on, like, get your hands up.
You and me, Sam, you ain't never got to touch the whole mask and we'll dance around naked in
there? Never. With the whole, you ain't never whole smash nothing. Penny. Now, hold on. This is the one I know we didn't all try. You never tie the towel around your neck and act like you was Batman.
Oh, come on,
yeah,
man. Who all didn't do that?
Come on, Petty. Petty, man.
We're going to kick you out the freaky club now.
I'm saying we done all wore a cape like superheroes. Okay. I'm going to let y'all ride with that one. Hey man, y'all some freaky people, man. I'm saying y'all give people up too much secrets. Hey man, appreciate you, Kia Soul, appreciate you. Big shots at TF500 as well, man. Y'all know they you gonna hear they song, Haters Gonna Hate. Every show is up first. The first two songs you will hear it. Some shows you're gonna hear the first song, some you're gonna hear the second, but you will hear within them first two songs. And more coming, you dig? So a lot of you artists got to understand, too, man, it is about inspiring, creating, motivating, and reaching and teaching people as well, man. And Kia Soul said it best, and I dig that. If you can't reach back to somebody or if you can't bless somebody with opportunity, some knowledge or anything like that positive that you done learned, then, man, what really is you really doing out here? Because all these gifts that we have been blessed with is not for us to keep to ourselves. It is for us to share with others. And all of us got a testimony. We share that through whatever it is that we do. Big shouts out to everybody. I agree with everybody that came on the show and said, as far as that artists working with each other, good insight, man, and feedback on the whole COVID thing. It's tough, you know, with the facilities saying if you don't have a vaccination, that type. I agree with everybody what they said as well, man. So big salute, man. Great show. Until next time, man. Hey, gotta say, Bushy missed the old cliff, man. We got it. We supposed to be on helmets in a little bit, man. So, I can't apologize for that. You did, because I don't know what the situation is. But if I hear something, man, I'll keep y'all updated. Appreciate y'all. Till next time, baby. We out. Keep it jerky.